On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
27 past 9, Troy Zantuck here in the studio as well. Netball with four rounds to go after this weekend. It's the Melbourne Vixens defeating Sunshine Coast 70-59. Caitlin Bassett getting 39 points for the Lightning. And Mwami Kumwenda scoring 40 for the Vixens. Tegan Phillip with 30. And the New South Wales Swifts 51 defeating the Adelaide Thunderbirds 48. The Vixens now a game clear on top on 17 points, the Lightning second on 15, the Giants netball team on 14, and the Magpies netball team on 10. They're making up the top four in the netball. The Magpies taking on the Firebirds today at 12, the Fever taking on the Giants today at 2 o'clock. A-League action, we are in semi-final weekend, and Michael Zapponi, with thanks to Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane, and of course their new store, which is opening in Spring Street, joins us for a chat. Zappers, Sydney are through.
Yeah, g'day, Tony. They were sensational last night, as they have been all season. They were just way too strong for Perth Glory, and they're into the grand final. They'll host the grand final, and they deserve their favouritism leading into that grand final. Of course, we'll find out today who they meet in that big game, Melbourne Victory taking on Brisbane at Amy Park.
So it was a 3-0 win for Sydney FC over Perth, and the highlight, I suppose, of the match was an outstanding strike by Joshua Brilliante from well outside the box in the 21st minute.
Yeah, he's only scored two goals this season, Josh Brilliante, and they've both been absolute screamers. He was a contender for goal of the season. As you said, he just put his laces through it and ended up in the top corner. It gave the keeper, Liam Reddy, no chance whatsoever, and it really set the tone for the rest of the game. It was interesting to see that the video assistant referee was used on two occasions last night. It's been in play now for the last month or so, but hasn't really been used to decide a goal. And last night it was used on two occasions to call offside decisions in the favour of Sydney FC. And it was used brilliantly. You've just got to, if traditionalists aside, you've got to say that this thing's got to be here to stay. They've got to look at what happened last night. Both of those goals wouldn't have been called unless the video assistant referee was put into play. And it was beautiful use of that technology. And in the end, both of those decisions went the way of Sydney FC, but both were correct after reviewing them on the video assistant referee.
Zappers, it's Troy Zantuck, mate. Great to speak to you.
Hey, Zanis.
Look, mate, I was just going to say, Diego Castro's had a wonderful year for Perth Glory, but one of the keys for Sydney setting up that win was negating his attacking moves.
And I think the pitch at Allianz Stadium probably negated Diego Castro's
absolutely
last night, because it was a cow paddock, and it's just a disgraceful situation that we've got in this game at the moment, that the game where we'll play the showcase event of the season, the grand final, will be played on a cow paddock next weekend. Mm. And given the fact that Diego Castro is the most skillful player in the A-League, he wasn't able to play last night. You saw a couple of times him trying to turn and get around players and losing his footing, ball bobbling up all over the place. So, look, you're right. They did a great job in negating him. The conditions didn't favour him or his style of game last night either, and that contributed to a very poor display by Perth Glory all up. They were just outclassed on the night. And Sydney FC this year had beaten them four times in the lead-up to this game, three times in the league, one time in the FFA Cup, and they certainly had their measure. And they were very confident they could do it again last night, and they did. So they've only lost one game all season in the home and away season, Sydney FC. They lost the FFA Cup final, so that's two games in over 30 games of competition this year for Sydney FC, and you know, it's the best team we've seen. They've amounted the most amount of points in a season. They've been sensational. So if they win this grand final, then we can start having the discussion as to whether they were better than the Brisbane Roar side that Ange Postecoglou coached a few years ago.
In regards to Kenny Lowe, he's a man that loves to show his emotions at times. What was he like in the press conference after the game in regards to those couple of video referee decisions? I'm assuming he might have been a little bit boiling.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the presser last night, Tony. But look, I know that he was very upset about one of the video assistant referee decisions. The first one where a ball was played through by Sydney FC, and it looked like one of the other players was interfering with play. But in review, Srebrenica said no interference and no offside, and that decision went against Perth. But I think they got both of those decisions right. And as I said, I think it was a great recognition of new technology and the way the technology should be used, not to hold up games, but just to make crucial decisions at crucial times in games. And I think they got it right.
And Zap, as we turn our attention to the second semi-final today, Victory take on Roar in what promises to be, I'd imagine a sell-out crowd. But an interesting fact, the curse of Amy. Brisbane only won 2 of its 17 games at Amy Park. Last time it tasted success at the ground was in January 2014.
May that continue.
Yeah.
It's a long time between drinks.
It is.
Yeah. And I'll be up against it today because Melbourne Victory, as Sydney FC were last night, will be very fresh. They've had the week off, and we just saw how important that is in the latter stages of the game last night. You know, Sydney really ran over the top of Perth Glory, and I think you'll see the same with Melbourne Victory tonight. Now, Brisbane did play midweek in Thailand, but John Aloisi made 9 changes to his side, so there won't be too many players who have to back up. I think there'll only be 2. The goalkeeper, Jamie Young, who I'm told should be okay to play, despite that 26 stitches to his arm after that injury on the goalpost in Thailand midweek. And Luke De Vier is probably the only 2 players that have to play both those games. Otherwise, it's a relatively fresh team that took the park last weekend, and they'll come into the side tonight to take on Melbourne Victory. But yeah, Victory's got a pretty good record against Brisbane at Amy Park, and I think Victory's got probably too much firepower. This won't be a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. Brisbane have got a very, very good squad of players. Brett Holman has been sensational for them in the last few weeks, especially after he's recovered from his injury. You know, he's a player that has played at the highest level and represented the Socceroos at a World Cup. And he's a danger man for Melbourne Victory this afternoon. Jamie Young, the big question mark is, you know, how fit and how troublesome that arm will be for him. So there is a cloud around the Brisbane Roar goalkeeper. But for Melbourne Victory, we know Bess Aparicio is a man for the big occasion. And he has a habit of, you know, lifting on these types of days. And I'd expect him to do the same today. And Marco Rojas has been a little bit quiet for Victory over the last month. James Torrisi likewise. And you just get the sense that Victory just have been conserving a little bit over the last month because they've known that they can't finish any higher or lower than second position on the table. And the big question mark today is, can they flick that switch and play the type of football that they have been playing for the majority of this season, which has been ruthless? They've been very, very good this year, Melbourne Victory. They've clearly finished second on the table. So they should be too good for Brisbane Roar today.
Yeah, and the other stat too is Melbourne Victory. I think you've played 10 finals in Melbourne and have only lost 1, and that was to Sydney FC in the 2010 Grand Final, which needed penalties to beat them.
Yeah, and famously, Kevin Muscat had never missed a penalty before that day. I think he'd scored 25 or 26 penalties in a row and hit the post with that defining penalty in that grand final. So it's an imposing record, isn't it, Tony? And Melbourne Victory will be tough to knock off today. But I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk like it was last night for Sydney FC over Perth. It'll be an almighty game of football, and great to see John Aloisi, Ross Aloisi on the bench today. So plenty of big names both on and off the park, and a great crowd at Amy Park. You'll have, I think they'll have close to 25,000 more than that today there, which will have a great atmosphere at Amy for finals football, and play it on a good surface.
Yes. What Diego Castro would have given to play on Amy Park last
It's a shame that, you know, the grand final next week will be played in those poor conditions. But, yeah, let's focus on today, and it'll be a great afternoon in Melbourne.
Before we let you go, mate, EPL results overnight. Southampton 0-0 with Hull City. Stoke City and West Ham 0-0. Sunderland going down to Bournemouth 1-0. West Brom losing to Leicester 1-0. Burnley 2-0 over Crystal Palace. And what that means is that Sunderland is the first team confirmed to be relegated out of the Premier League after 10 years up in the top flight.
Yeah, and it's tough to get back up once you're down. And, very, very bad season for Sunderland. 10 years is a long time in the Premier League. And we've seen how hard it is to get back up. Newcastle United during the week confirmed that they're back up in the Premier League. And they've been celebrating, a big club. St James's Park was full for their last game in the Championship, and they've been celebrating as well. So the title race is equally just as Interesting this year, Chibexta. Tottenham are on a huge run of form. They keep winning and they keep on putting the pressure on Chelsea at the top of the table. Still 4 points the gap that Chelsea have over the Spurs, but this one's going to go down to the wire. I reckon it could be really interesting in the next few weeks.
Fingers crossed. Good on you, Zappers. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Michael Zapponi, Fox Sports A-League for Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. And don't forget their new store opening up in Spring Street.